Your library in your pocket, Streams Bookshelf. The power of the stream to organize your books, podcasts, audio files, text files, and recorded notes is achieved through its bookshelf. You move in a circle through the bookshelves by pressing key number 1. Stream will announce only non-empty bookshelves. To make the bookshelves work, you need to place your files in Stream's reserved bookshelf folders on the memory card. There are 7 bookshelf folders, each beginning with a $VR. $VRDTB is for Daisy or NISO digital talking books. $VR Other Books is for non-Daisy audiobooks. $VR Audible is for commercial audiobooks from audible.com. $VR Music is for music files. $VR Podcasts is for podcast audio files downloaded from the internet. $VR Text is for computer text and electronic Duxbury Braille files that are read by Stream's built-in computer voice. $VR Notes is where Stream stores your recorded voice notes. Stream will create these folders automatically when you insert a new card. Let's tour the bookshelves. Press key 1 until you hear Talking Books, and then press keys 4 or 6 to move forward or backward along the list of books. This bookshelf is for Daisy or NISO books, in which you can navigate the book structure, such as jumping by chapter, section, or page. These books could be either recorded, text only, or both text and audio. Because a Daisy or NISO book contains many files, you need to save the files of each book in a separate subfolder within the $VRDTB bookshelf folder. You will not hear the folder name that contains each book, but rather, you will hear the actual book title. One reading position and set of bookmarks is maintained for each book. While playing the book, you can use keys 2 or 8 to select the Daisy navigation levels available for the book. Press key 1 again until you arrive at the other book's bookshelf, and again press keys 4 or 6 to list the books. Here again, collections of audio files that make up a book are grouped under subfolders of $VR Other Books. Stream will announce the subfolder name you created as the title of each book. While playing the book, you can move between its files by pressing key 4 or 6. One reading position and set of bookmarks is kept for each book folder. The Audible, podcast, and text file bookshelves treat each file as its own book. So each file on these bookshelves will have its own set of bookmarks and reading position. Press key 1 until you reach the desired bookshelf, and then move between the individual book files using keys 4 or 6. If you have many podcasts or computer files, you can optionally categorize them in subfolders and navigate them at the folder or file level. However, you must not create subfolders for Audible books. While playing Audible, podcasts, or text files, you again press the keys 2 or 8 to find the available navigation levels. The Music bookshelf will treat all the music files as one music book, with one reading position and set of bookmarks. If you also create playlists for your music, then each playlist file will appear as an additional book on the Music bookshelf. When playing music, you can use keys 2 and 8 to select to navigate by either music folder or individual music file. Finally, there's the Notes bookshelf. All your note files are treated as a single book with one reading position and one set of bookmarks. Each time you press the record key, a new audio note file is added to the Notes book. More about bookshelves in the next audio clip.